and you've dedicated your life to art. In view of this, why do you behave the way that you do? For instance, you have been known to drive in a car filled to the roof with cauliflowers. You lectured, as I mentioned, once with your head enclosed in a diving helmet, and you almost suffocated. You issue bizarre statements about your love for rhinoceros horns and so on. You're a dedicated artist. Why do you, or why must you, do these things?
Because this kind of eccentricities correspond to the more important and the more tragical part of my life.
Trap goals, trap goals, trap goals, trap goals, trap goals.